Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a woman talking about flights in a hot air balloon. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
If you're looking for an extra special present for yourself or a friend, why not book a flight in a hot air balloon? These exciting trips give you the chance to enjoy a really unusual view of the countryside. Children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult. There's no upper age limit and everyone is welcome. However, it is essential that all passengers are fit. This is because you will have to climb in and out of the basket under the balloon. For a successful flight, we need light winds. It's also important that there's no rain and that we have a clear sky. If there is too much cloud, we'll cancel the flight and rearrange it for another date. The temperature in the air is similar to that on the ground, so you should wear casual outdoor clothes. Also, you must remember to wear boots. That's because you may have to walk in fields that are wet and dirty at the end of the trip. The direction the flight takes depends on the wind. The pilot will choose a suitable landing place which may be between 5 and 30 kilometres from the airfield we start from. But don't worry, because transport is provided. A minibus will collect you. You won't have to walk all the way back to the airfield. All our flights take place in the evening, and departure times depend on when the sun sets. The season starts in March, and in May, for example, the flights would be at 6 p.m. The last flights are in October, and after that we close for the winter. If you'd like to book a flight or to receive more information about hot air balloons, just call 01252 88492 or visit our website www.hotairballoons.com. It'll be a trip you'll never forget.
Now listen again.
If you're looking for an extra special present for yourself or a friend, why not book a flight in a hot air balloon? These exciting trips give you the chance to enjoy a really unusual view of the countryside. Children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult. There's no upper age limit and everyone is welcome. However, it is essential that all passengers are fit. This is because you will have to climb in and out of the basket under the balloon. For a successful flight, we need light winds. It's also important that there's no rain and that we have a clear sky. If there is too much cloud, we'll cancel the flight and rearrange it for another date. The temperature in the air is similar to that on the ground, so you should wear casual outdoor clothes. Also, you must remember to wear boots. That's because you may have to walk in fields that are wet and dirty at the end of the trip. The direction the flight takes depends on the wind. The pilot will choose a suitable landing place which may be between 5 and 30 kilometres from the airfield we start from. But don't worry, because transport is provided. A minibus will collect you. You won't have to walk all the way back to the airfield. All our flights take place in the evening, and departure times depend on when the sun sets. The season starts in March, and in May, for example, the flights would be at 6 p.m. The last flights are in October, and after that, we close for the winter. If you'd like to book a flight or to receive more information about hot air balloons, just call 01252 88492 or visit our website www.hotairballoons.com. It'll be a trip you'll never forget.
That is the end of part 3.